Call it helping out, paying it forward, or being involved. No matter how you say it, AAP employees like to volunteer.
Everybody wants a connection, even if it's for a few minutes. And I believe everybody needs encouragement that they have the power to make changes in their life and they don't have to rely on fate or circumstances.
While many people think of the holiday season as the main time to give back, for some of our employees, giving back is a year-round effort.
That's something that I can do. Essentially took a car that was, you know, sitting in somebody's driveway and hadn't run in 18 months, and I can use my knowledge, skills, and abilities and maybe $200-$300 and turn it into something that can get a lady to and from work or to and from college.
On this episode of Connected, the AAP Employee Podcast, helping those in need.
Everybody always looks at the economic engine, right? But there is a social engine, and volunteerism is what keeps that social engine going.
What drives two AAP employees to make a difference in their communities? Thank you for joining us. I'm Bailey Coltice. Back in 1934, AAP President George Tidd said, "We prosper only as the community prospers, so we help it thrive in every way we can." That phrase is still relevant today at AAP. I've been lucky enough to travel to every part of our service territory, and one thing I can tell you is that we have employees who want to help.
Well, I've been with SWEPCO AEP for 25 years. I'm a mechanical engineer and work in the regional engineering group.
This is Dan Lancaster. His work with Hardison's Marketplace in Longview, Texas, makes him one of the most active volunteers at AEP.
When you volunteer, you find happy people.
It's easy to find caring people at AEP, and sometimes they find you. When I was talking about this story with a friend at work, she said I had to meet Janine White.
So most of my career, I was an environmental manager, and then through a series of career changes, it came to AEP, and now I am in project management in generation.
Janine is a dedicated volunteer at Star House in Columbus, Ohio, and her passion for the organization is infectious.
Yes, there's 1,000 different good causes. There's, of course, more than even that. But, you know, you got to focus somewhere. And it struck me that youth homelessness does not get the kind of urgent attention that I think it should. So whatever I can do, because in the end, and it's probably not politically correct to call them kids, but I'm sorry, 14 to 24 is still a kid. And it just is unbearable to me that these kids are having to deal with adult issues and are expected to deal with it.
For Janine, volunteering has been part of her life for a while.
We didn't call it volunteerism then. It was just service. I mean, my parents were serving different committees and boards in the church, in the community. So we were always either dragged to those things with them or encouraged to take part in things like scouting and church things and, you know, events and service projects.
Dan started volunteering a little later in life.
You know, my wife was in a few small groups, Mother's League or Junior League, and I would either keep the kids or, you know, I'd help her from time to time on projects and things that they needed.
Dan started volunteering by building a Habitat for Humanity house with other SWEPCO employees. Then he joined Rotary, and that's how he was introduced to Hardison's Marketplace.
Everybody's just cheerful, happy, kind, and thankful. And it's really kind of an interesting place. You know, they actually have volunteers making what they call products that they sell in their store, and about 2/3 of the money that they need to stay open comes from the sale of those items. So lots of things going on all the time.
Hardison's Marketplace is a social enterprise. It's a business that sells a variety of things like gift baskets, specialty food, and knickknacks for your house. The vast majority of their profits go to fund job training programs for women who are unemployed in the Longview, Texas area.
Everybody's got their own story. A lot of them, they've already gone through some sort of rehabilitation to get off drugs, to get off the street. But this is the next step. So we train them and try to give them life skills and training skills so that they can not just have a job, but a career.
Volunteers make many of the products you see on Hardison's shelves. They use special equipment that the organization owns, so keeping their equipment working is a top priority.
The most fun I've had was the printing press. One day I was there, they have an 1845 Chandler and Price printing press. And Julie said, oh, it's broken or it's making a noise and I've got a job that needs to go out. And I said, you want me to look at it? And she says, you can fix a 1845. I said, well, I'm a mechanical engineer. And so I went over and looked at it and said, well, I'll be back tomorrow to fix it, and showed her what it was. And so that was the most fun, I guess, I've had. But I'm proud of the Make a Difference Day events that we've had. We've had a lot of great SWEPCO people to come out and help us with that.
Having Dan in their corner allows Hardison's to help women in the program by providing them with more than job training.
I started making repairs to the cars that were donated. A lot of the cars that we get donated need about 30 or 40 hours of TLC to get the engine light turned off and, you know, change the oil and make minor repairs usually. Recently, a neighbor, there was a car in his driveway, been sitting there for a long, long time, just covered with pine needles. And I asked him, I said, would you care to donate that to Hardison's? And he said, well, I'll check. He came back to me, says, yeah, we'll donate it to Hardison's. And so my next door neighbor and I went and pulled it home, and I had it running the next day, and it turned out to be a really, really nice car. So that's something that I can do. Essentially took a car that was, you know, sitting in somebody's driveway and hadn't run in 18 months, and I can use my knowledge, skills, and abilities and a couple hundred, maybe $200-$300, and turn it into something that can get a lady to and from work or to and from college. So she's getting thousands of dollars worth of benefit from my measly little 30 hours worth of work.
Volunteering is a big part of Dan's life, and it is for Janine as well. While she started volunteering early in life, it was a big event that drew Janine to her work to raise awareness for homelessness.
Just after Hurricane Katrina, something switched in me and said, what are we doing for these people? And Katrina was a very visible example of lots of people becoming homeless at once. And it occurred to me that this is something we have all the time in our country, but it wasn't brought to the forefront. So I kind of marched into our local community action organization and said, what are we doing and how can I be part of that?
Star House is the only drop-in center in Central Ohio for people 14 to 24 who are experiencing homelessness. It's a safe place where they can cook meals, shower, and do their laundry, while also getting help finding resources like permanent housing and transportation.
Really, it touched me because it was specific to youth homelessness, which gets almost zero acknowledgement that it even existed, let alone attention to kids being homeless on their own, separate from a whole family. You know, if people would think about how they either raised their own kids or went through themselves, you know, at 18, while you might think you have all the answers, we also had support systems and we knew, you know, we would have a roof over our head and those kinds of things. And most of these kids come from, you know, foster care situations or unstable family situations.
Janine felt the full impact of her volunteer efforts during a fall carnival she had organized that mixed fun activities with real connection.
It was three fun activities, and then they had to come through Empowerment Corner. And what that was for me was 5 minutes of getting their eyeballs and their attention one-on-one to just really look them in the eye, let them know that someone saw them, someone appreciated them, someone admired their strength and their courage, and then was encouraging them to believe in their own strength and courage, that they can change their circumstances to just what they wanted. And when we first started it, we thought it was just going to be something that they would, you know, they had to come through there to get their sticker and they wouldn't even pay attention and they would just get their sticker and leave, which would have been okay. But I would say like 98% of them really engaged in that 5 or 8 minutes. They really went through the exercise with us and wrote down, you know, what they wanted for themselves or what they most liked about themselves. That was the part I really liked. It's like, write down, you know, the quality that you most like about yourself, whether it's, you know, you're really friendly or you like your smile, whatever it is. And they really got into that. And for that few moments, were in touch with who they are and who they wanted to be. And then we talked a little bit about the gaps, you know, and where are you now and how can you get there? It's one of those things, like, and you hope that you connect, you hope you made a difference, and that little piece might be something that leads to something bigger for them. Some of the feedback we got on those sessions from the staff were that the youth really enjoyed that. And in some cases, we even did have a couple of them, you know, either say thank you or try to give you a hug or something like that. Because, you know, you don't know their situations, you don't know their stories, but everybody wants a connection, even if it's for a few minutes. And I believe everybody needs encouragement that they have the power to make changes in their life. They don't have to rely on fate or circumstances.
Janine and Dan both accomplish a lot on their own, but they accomplish more with help from their coworkers. Both have organized multiple Make a Difference Day events, and they recruit other employees to volunteer with them outside of those events.
I mean, we have great people at SWEPCO, really big hearts. We got a great culture. People don't mind, you know, helping one another. So I don't think I have any kind of special gift to get people involved, but I guess I cast a shadow and they know that I spend a lot of time and effort, you know, helping others, and people will come out and help me help others.
There's so many people that want to do something, but either there's so many causes, they don't really know where to focus, or they just don't know how to get started. And just putting a single opportunity out there and saying, I'm doing this, do you want to participate with me? Gives people something to focus on, and then they can decide a yes or no and choose their level of participation. And that's really kind of how I've gotten a team for our Make a Difference Day projects or other types of volunteer support.
Volunteering is something that requires us to look inside ourselves and think about how we can make a difference.
The thing that you get from Hardisons that you may not get anywhere else is that they're truly thankful to have you there. And it's just great to be around, you know, good people, great people that have big hearts.
Volunteering and volunteerism, it's the social engine of our society. Everybody always looks at the economic engine, right? Everything is around the economy of our society. But there is a social engine, and volunteerism is what keeps that social engine going. And whether we call it community service or volunteerism or giving back, however you phrase it, it's needed, and everyone can do something.
Thank you to Janine and Dan for speaking with me for this story. If you're interested in getting involved, the AEP Caring Together program has a tool to help connect you with local volunteer opportunities. Just type AEP Volunteers, all one word, into your browser to access the site. You will have to be connected to the AEP network to access the site. There are a lot of employees at the company who are doing great work to help their communities. If you know someone like this, we want to hear about it. Send us an email at podcast@aep.com and we'll check it out. Thank you for listening, and stay safe.